Welcome back to Side by Side Production. I'm your host, Brian Gassner, a real estate broker in the Twin Cities, inviting you into my own personal production environment, inviting your personal production environment into the conversation and dialogue such that we might be able to grow our real estate business, produce at a higher level, add more value to the clients that we serve, and understand more precisely what it is we need to do, in what order, what sequence we need to take to put the pieces in place to really do that and avoid along the way the interruptions that all too commonly create deep dive wormhole experiences that otherwise significantly delay your growth and ability to expand your business. Because after all, there are a lot of things. I have them in my Realtor Tech Hack series, in fact, that you can have access to, and they can delay you for years. One of the biggest misconceptions people have about our industry, and one of the biggest misconceptions most realtors have at the outset, is that there's not a lot to do. And for some of us, depending on the vertical that we're in within the industry, that can be true in terms of the minutiae behind the scenes from a technical and an infrastructure sort of personal production environment perspective. That particular sentiment gets to be confusing for all of us because our individual personal production environments are so uniquely different as defined by the hardware, the software, the living conditions, the lifestyle conditions. All of those things determine really kind of the opportunity we have, and in short order dictate how we need to sequence things, if for no other reason than budgetary, because there's so many things today that you need to plug into this personal production environment. That habit of starting to spend money to budget to the growth of your business is a slippery slope because it's an aggressive growth pattern. And most of us in the business are looking to survive when we first get into it, not thrive. Maybe possible today with all of the technical shortcuts that exist. If you know how to sequence and create your personal production environment, you could go through the roof really very quickly. In yesteryear, you could have, but by the time you hit scale, you had to integrate other people. And at that point, I will be the first to tell you that most people, even in today's environment, do not understand the capacity that exists for true collaboration. And so you're left with the glaring number one thing you need to do, which is have clarity in the direction and communication that you provide, right? So people know where you're going, know what you're doing, and know how to do it, and know how to participate in it. And then from that end, you can have deeper dialogues. But all too often, we end up in the minutiae that is common social conversation without guided direction, and it just spins and spins and spins and spins, never endlessly, because people don't have traction in their personal production environment. If they don't have traction, they'll get distracted. And what happens in real estate? You guessed it, you end up doing a few deals, and all of a sudden, you're down the biggest wormhole that exists in our industry, right? You go service three or four people, you don't come back out of the woods for a few months. And now during those few months, you haven't produced any additional leads or marketing developments. You haven't escalated or elevated your ability to attract customers. And now you're left in the same model you had before, which ultimately meant that you didn't have enough customers in the first place. Otherwise, you would have never had any time, right? It's a circular argument, if you follow me. So I've got a good series, Tech Hack, Realtor Tech Hacks, no fewer than 100. These are the things that you need to sequence. You can see I'm starting to post them over on YouTube. If you just look up Brian Gassner - Informed Realty on YouTube, I'm starting to share those on YouTube. Yesterday I shared a tool, and what you'll see in these videos is a little bit of crudeness, right? It takes, and you'll see the actual production process, right? Over time, these videos get better and better and more succinct and more succinct. But thankfully, in the short term, YouTube has encouraged us to put in bookmarks, right? Just little timetables at the start of the video, so you can jump around to those places that you left off at, which is one of the bigger hindrances to really collecting a nice pile of things that you can implement into your business. So you have all those Realtor Tech Hacks. I'm soon to drop and publish the personal production environment book that I've been working on for the last few months, which goes through everything and talks a little bit about how you need to sequence these things and what you need to do to first get going into things, really to dive deep into scripting and create that forward-moving energy that you need, right? So we're there now. We've gotten into our prospecting. In fact, yesterday we had a great deal of success kind of combing through folks and have another listing that we're putting on the market on Friday as a result of that, which is an exciting thing. And we identified some other opportunities therein. And we also connected with some more folks. We, at the same time, got rid of the last couple of things in terms of that condensing and compacting down all of our things. So we're really, truly kind of free for the first time. And even as we've transitioned, I promised you metrics. As I went through and combed through, the metrics ended up being 12.7. So we're at 12.7 million, which, alert, that's too much. It's too high. There's fat in there that we need to cut out, right? So now we're at the point where we have no choice but to go in and cut out the fat. If you remember, we were running at 10.4 for quite a while. And then over the last few weeks, as we went ahead and focused on the personal production environment as opposed to prospecting, what I ended up doing was placing some Facebook ads and spent too much money, $700 or $800, I think, $1,200 in the last month, just to start to get my feet wet in that environment, not with the hope of necessarily converting, but more instead with the hope of adding value and starting to familiarize myself with that sequence, right, of implementation for that particular marketing outlet. So we've reduced that down to just a slow trickle of investment on a daily basis, maybe $10 on a daily basis, just to try to have some leads roll in, but also to continue to work with our lead generation system through that, right? If you remember, they come in through that avenue and they go into MailChimp, and then they start to get a series of contacts from us and they go into our focus group, right? Which is what we've dubbed it here as of yesterday. So now that they're in the focus group, we've got to get them out of the focus group unless they really should be there. And that's really where our full attention is turned to today. We have everything out of the way. And the good news was we got a little bit lucky and we found some business right out of the chute in doing that. Now we're going hard and going deep every day. So we're at 12.7. We're going to boil that down. We're going to set up the table for tomorrow. We're going to start doing our mapping, our routing, our field work on a daily basis, our phone follow-up work. We're also going to start doing our networking and our alignment, which is the last and biggest challenge. I listened to a good podcast yesterday with Steven Larson talking about where do you add value in the market? What do you get paid for, right? It's for solving problems in the market. And oftentimes for realtors, the biggest challenge they have is lead generation, right? And I'm in that same boat. And that's why I started this whole podcast, wanting to get together this organized effort to document the transition from an agent who was just kind of getting by to an agent who has mastered his craft, at least to the extent that I could produce proficiently and start to grow my business. So with that being said, I gave a lot of thought to that podcast. I found it interesting. And one of the things I took from it is this: as I've transitioned this year and you followed along from going from just your everyday agent to really going deeper into things. And yes, I had my own company and a few agents that were with me. But at the same time, the context still from a day-to-day production point of view was that of your everyday average agent. And so with that in mind, as I thought about the real value we can add, providing leads to agents doesn't do it, right? Whether you teach people how to get Facebook leads, whether you teach people how to find leads on Craigslist or deal with expireds or cancels or go out and guerrilla market in their local community by leaving cards at coffee stores, for example, or placing the appropriate signage at apartment buildings, for example, or any number of thousands of things you can do. Anytime you really turn your full attention to marketing, right? Anytime you do that, the best, most simple way to express it these days is people say you should create your avatar, decide who you're marketing to. And that in and of itself is the value, the problem that we can solve for real estate agents that don't necessarily know how to grow their business and align with and market to the right people, right? And so you'll see, and I want you to see that in the growth of my business, my target audience, right? My avatar is a very analytical individual, right? It's a family and they're in their late 40s, right? They're oftentimes very similar to us in our reach, but that avatar wants a deeper insight into the market. And so some of the things that I've posted that you'll see on my YouTube account as far as our market commentary, they're very origin sort of stages, right? They're just kind of coming to life right now. And as I improve them and go deeper into them, it's the traction that I aim to share with people that are peers in the industry so that they too might gain this forward moving traction. Because ultimately, if you do know how to market to people, you're going to need a system with which to move that marketing forward. So I've probably put the cart before the horse and I built the perfect production environment first, as opposed to going down that marketing avenue. Now, I would do that in the inverse if I had to do it all over again. I would go after the marketing end of it, and I would focus entirely on my avatar as compared to building my personal production environment. But in the big sequence of things, that was then, this is now. The beauty of the world today is you can have a personal production environment in short order, in less than a week, that is unbelievably robust, that could compete with any company on the planet, period. And so you don't have to wait to do that. And in fact, it enhances and elevates your marketing. So nowadays, I would do both. But if I were to do it yesteryear, I would have done it the opposite way around. Knowing what I know now and where we are today and what's available to us tools and resource-wise from an affordability perspective, things that are cost-effective, I would by all means do both. But as you see me start to align with, I'll give you a stupid example, stupid example, but I've always liked the analytical side of things, right? You know that avatar that I'm going after, but at the same time, that's a genuine and authentic interest. So one of the things I've done recently is enrolled in Harvard's CS50 course, which is a free course. I think 2.7 million people have taken it across the world, but it parallels, it is in fact the course that is offered at Harvard that their students are taking. And you can go in and you can access all of that content, and they give you a year to finish it. The Harvard students finish it, I think, in 6 weeks or 12 weeks or something like that. 3 months they finish it. But you can go in and they say with an estimation of 15 to 20 hours a week, you can do this on your own time, get it done in a year, but that 15 to 20 hours is if you did it in 12 weeks. So anyway, you could get this done in a year, and it teaches you by the end, the project at the end is to publish your own app or your own web app and actually implement it and use it. And so that comes in very handy for a number of reasons, most notably because you want to have the ability as an agent to communicate with customers in this new world with websites and with apps. And so what if you could produce a very simple app that was secure, that gave a user a kind of closed room experience, right? A secured experience where they could go in and they could deal with you, right? Without the confines of any software, but instead just raw programming ability that allowed you to connect to them, right? This is a down the road sort of solution for me, but one that I want to have in place for people down the road, right? A year from now, 2 years from now, if somebody wants to do some things with an app or a website, I want to be able to support them in that journey, right? I kind of have mine built out, but there are some things that ultimately I know I could improve on and I wouldn't have to pay for, right? We do from an app perspective and a website perspective and all the other tech plugins, we spend tens of thousands of dollars a year. Now, if I could do that myself, I could make that almost nothing, right? I could save that budget. But now imagine growing a real estate company wherein all of your staff, all of your agents didn't have that same expense. In fact, I dare to say with the perfect production environment and the system that I use, this FileMaker system, this Claris software, supports huge companies. Fortune 500 companies run their entire business off of this, yet you can get it for $19 a month, and it's easy to do, right? So I am a reseller of that. You can get in touch with me, and that's part of the goal of my thing is to help you get up and running and get off of the ground. But anyways, I digress. That's all I really had for you today. But I want you to see that biggest solution that we're going to solve. If you follow along, you'll watch my avatar come to life. You'll see these people come to life. And as I went into Harvard CS50, one of the things, of course, I can do is see who's in my local community. And I have no intention of marketing directly to them or reaching out directly to them, but I want to know who they are, right? I want to know who they are, where they go, what they do, and I want to see where else they are in space so I can go connect with them, right? And it was my first, the reason I'm putting it in this podcast, it was my first real connection to that avatar that I've so desperately wanted to create for months, if not years. When you first are approached by the idea of creating your avatar, of whom you're going to market to, if you don't have resources available to you in a production environment that inspires you to perpetually move forward, you're left with a little bit because you feel a little bit of a lacking in a skill set that would allow you to elevate your service to that avatar, right? So that's part of the equation. But for me, it was just, God, I don't know where they are, and I don't know even where to begin in creating this avatar. So you kind of have to struggle with it. And there's some good resources. Karen Carr gives a real good explanation, I thought. She does a YouTube for Agents channel that teaches you a little bit about how to set up your YouTube station. But she has a great little avatar section in her book. It's inexpensive. It's online. And other people, too. Russell Brunson talks about the attractive character when you want to create for yourself the persona that you want to attract your avatar. And this isn't a misconception, right? You're really just putting your best foot forward is what that is. But this avatar thing is a big thing. So I think you'll see it come to life. As I always define my audience, that became the biggest challenge and becomes part of the biggest challenge as I go out and market now here today. So what you're going to notice here going forward in this next year is this constant struggle to remove this old way of marketing, which was just kind of mass marketing to the masses without a particular avatar in mind, and having that struggle to turn into the avatar that I want to market to, right? And so as that happens, I think you'll see that take shape, and it will empower you and enable you to do the same thing. And that's the biggest problem that I can solve for you, the most valuable problem that I can solve for you. So coming soon, I'm going to release that book. We're going to have a private group that we're going to engage and take down a six-week program to get their personal production environment in place, get their scripting on the road, get their sentiments created, produce what they need to start going towards that avatar, and otherwise just completely overhaul their business so that they can go from zero to 50 almost overnight. What took me 5 years will boil down to a six-week course. Anyway, thanks for stopping by and have a good day.